And we're ready for basketball. Here's the starting lineups for tonight's game for the visitors, the Suhai Blue Devils. Starting in the backcourt, Haley Knowles, number 2. Lily Alaspa, number 14, starting for Suhai in the backcourt with number 22, Lily Kelger, 18 points against Escanaba, and that's a big reason why she's starting here tonight. Also at a starting guard position, Jordan Haller, number 23, along with the starting center, Claire Erickson. For St. Ignace, Emma Hart, number 5, a senior guard, Haley Marshall, perhaps their best player, Tabby Shepherd, number 20, Paula Jimenez, and they have Allie Schultz out there as well. Suhai wins the opening tip, moving from left to right, a senior in your radio dial. The Saints strip it away from Alaspa, and here comes St. Ignace. Jimenez gets it down to Hart. Hart left wing side for 3, wide open to Schultz off the rim, no good. Rebound, it's batted around, loose ball in the paint, rugby scrum ensues, they battle, jump ball, and the arrow will go to St. Ignace as the Saints get the ball underneath. No score, we played 12 seconds. Now Jimenez on the inbounds, guarded by Alaspa, left wing side on the perimeter. They'll work it around there. This will be played free throw line extended, and they'll kick it around to Marshall. Marshall up top. Marshall dribble drive, crossover dribble, trying to get around Haller. They kick it left corner, baseline. Little mid-range jumper for Hurt is up and in. St. Ignace is up 2-0 early on.
And St. Ignace got their pattern and press on. A nice move by Marshall to score that, or Hart to score that basket.
Knowles, free throw line extended to Erickson. Erickson directing traffic, rolling to her right side, trying to get away from Marshall. Jimenez with help defense. Up top now, Haller, left side, free throw line extended. Knowles, it's short. Rebound goes to St. Ignace. Schultz, and here come the Saints running the floor. And erratic dribbling there for Schultz, stripped away by Haller. Here comes Suhai in the front court. Haller with a bounce pass, left wing side on the perimeter. This is Kelger. Kelger now inside the three-point arc, rolls back up top. Now at midcourt, it's going to be Knowles. Knowles now a little crossover dribble, right hand. Now she'll go right wing side above the three-point arc. Pass to Erickson. Erickson up high in the post to Alaspa. Alaspa now up top. She'll stop and pop for 3 off the rim. Rebound comes out in the paint to St. Ignace. Reach and foul on Alaspa as Marshall corralled that ball. And they got her on the wrist, did Lily. And it's 2-0 St. Ignace. They have the ball. 6:32 to go. Opening quarter at the Iggy Zone in St. Ignace.
And St. Ignace is trying to take the drive away from Suhai and make them shoot from outside.
Blue Devils in a full court press, or rather Knowles pressing. And now Marshall brings the ball up the floor. And this is number 12, Hallie Marshall, the senior guard. Now to Hart, back to midcourt. This is Marshall again. Marshall up top over Knowles for 3 off the rim. Rebound chased down by Suhai. It's Erickson. She'll run the ball in transition. Crossover dribble now for the 6-footer. Swing pass high, right corner. Knowles back up top. Erickson swatted away by the Saints, so it won't be over and back as Suhai could chase that down. Erickson will bring the ball across half court. Now Claire stops. Left wing side, Haller. Haller drives the lane. Low right hand shot, no good. Good. Rebound underneath Suhai. Haller stripped it away. Shot over the rim, won't go. The rebound, Kelger's there, up and in for Suhai. 2-2 game.
Great job by Suhai attacking the offensive glass.
Now Marshall runs the floor, splits defenders, and a foul on Knowles as Marshall is going to the rack. 5:41 to go, opening quarter, 2-2 game.
And Marshall is so good at driving to the basket and getting herself in position where she draws the foul.
Now it will be Suhai seeing St. Ignace go to the charity stripe, and Hallie Marshall to the line for St. Ignace. Shooting free throws here. A little bit of a delay.
Yeah, she had to tuck in her uniform.
Look professional.
Yeah, well, that is part of the MHSAA rules.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. There's a bevy of them.
Yes.
And the first one up and in. First one good for Marshall. 3-2 St. Ignace lead. McLean is back in. We're in for the first time today, and Alaspa will have a seat on the bench for Suhai. Marshall, 3-2 lead for St. Ignace, and Hallie Marshall hit the first free throw. Second one is good. Very good free throw shooter she is. 4-2 St. Ignace lead, 5:41 to go opening quarter. Erickson inbounding to Kelger. Back it goes to Claire. Claire will push the ball up the floor. Now she gets around the St. Ignace player, bounce past Kelger, drives the paint, kick it left wing corner on the baseline to Knowles. Knowles rolls up top of the ball. Now Haley, free throw line extended to midcourt. Crossover dribble defended there by the St. Ignace player, number 44, Allison Cece. Shot over the rim, no good. Rebound Suhai. Kelger back up and in for Suhai.
And that's what Kelger does so good, is that weak side offensive rebound.
Senegnes pushes the ball up the right lane. This is Hallie Marshall. We're tied at 4-5 and chains to go in the quarter. Marshall for three, no good off the rim. Rebound, Sue High. Here come the Devils. They'll push the ball in transition. Kelger, bounce pass underneath McLean. Kick it left wing corner of the baseline. Knowles for three, no good. Bounces into the paint, into the hands of Senegnes. Schultz on the outlet, left wing side, Jimenez. Jimenez back pedals now to the three-point arc. Gets it back up top the midcourt to Schultz. Dribble drive right hand. Over Haller, shot no good. Rebound, Sue High, McLean. McLean hands it off to Erickson. Erickson walks the ball up the floor. The 6-1 center for Sue High, just a sophomore. Erickson, Knowles, Kelger, left corner of the baseline. She'll back pedal, stop and pop, no good. Mid-range jumper. Erickson swats the ball away from Senegnes. She puts it back up and in the paint.
A great grab by Erickson to rip the ball out of the Senegnes girl's hands.
6-4 the score. Sue High with the lead. 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. Dave Watson, Ray Bell here in Senegnes for Blue Devil girls basketball. Basketball up high in the post. Schultz a shot. That won't go. It goes out of bounds off of the Blue Devils. Erickson. It will be Senegnes ball. 4:09 to go in the opening quarter in a two-point Blue Devil lead.
And Schultz this game is being much more aggressive, taking the ball to the rack than she was the first Sue High Senegnes game.
Now underneath, this will be Senegnes to inbound. They'll look and they'll lob it. Tabby Shepherd to midcourt. They get it there and they'll direct traffic. Allie Schultz with the ball, Haller defends. Left wing side, Hart. Hart in the low block, Shepherd. Shepherd around Kelger, back to Hart. Left wing side for three. And over the rim it goes, air ball and out of bounds. Last touch by Senegnes as CC tried to save it. Sue High ball up by two. 6-4, 3:54 to go opening quarter.
And Sue High's doing a great job on their defense, contesting all those three-point shots Senegnes is throwing up.
Mackenzie Bell checks in for Sue High. And now this is Erickson inbounding the ball to Kelger, back to Claire. Claire now on the outlet, right wing side, Mackenzie Bell. Bell underneath, stolen away by Senegnes on a bad pass by Bell. Sue High picks it up though, and this is Haller up, no good, and she's fouled. Good play by Jordan to get that ball back and take it to the rack, and she will be shooting free throws.
Jordan and Lily Kelger have been dynamite inside so far, getting loose balls or rebounds for the Blue Devils.
First free throw up and off the rim and in for Jordan Haller.
Nice little shooter's bounce around the rim and in.
7-4, Blue Devils are the lead. Jordan Haller hit the first free throw. Here's the second one. And that one is off the rim and out. Rebound underneath, chased down by Senegnes. Saints now get it. This is Shepherd and a foul on Erickson.
Yep, one of those little oops fouls. Got a little too close and just knocked her over.
Senegnes on the inbounding pass, Emma Hart to do the honors. CeCe will leave and Jimenez is back in for Senegnes.
And Sue High in their full court man-to-man press.
Bounce pass to Hallie Marshall. Marshall brings it down, 3:35 to go, opening quarter, 7-4, Blue Devils at the three-point edge. Right wing side, we're in the first quarter in Senegnes. Schultz, left wing side, Jimenez for three over McLean. Off the rim, chased down, Senegnes, Hart. Now Hart, twisting the lane over Bell, shot no good, but she's fouled by McKenzie.
A nice move by Hart. And interesting, both teams are doing a full court press. Senegnes, their version of the press is they're trying to really deny the ball and not let you get the ball in. Sue High is, we're going to let you get the ball in. We're just going to make you play the full length of the court and wear you out and get some turnovers that way.
Hart bends at the knees and the first free throw, no good. So shoot another. Bell, McLean, Erickson, Kelger, and Haller, the five out there for Pat Bennett's Blue Devils. Sue High comes in this game at 7-0, number 5 in Division 2 in the state. Senegnes, as Hart puts up the second free throw, and that's good. They have not played since a week ago Saturday, as Hart hits that free throw and will exit the game for Senegnes. And Sue High will inbound the ball, go the length of the floor. 7-5, Sue High with a two-point edge. Full court press by Senegnes. Kelger to Erickson. Erickson one dribble, left wing side, Mackenzie Bell. Bell crossover dribble up top. Bell trying to get the ball inside to McLean. They kick it right wing side. There's Haller for three, and that's off the rim. Bounces straight out, iron unkind. Rebound goes to Senegnes, Hallie Marshall. Marshall pushes the ball in transition. Kicks it right wing side. Schultz from way downtown under the rim, and Jimenez saves it. It goes off of Senegnes. It will be Sue High ball as Schultz struggling early on. And there she's missed by a wide margin there with the three the first couple times. But once she gets cooking, look out.
Yeah, if I'm Sue High, I'm going to let her take the shot from that range, though.
And the inbounding pass swatted away by Marshall. Suhai will inbound it again as it went off St. Ignace. 3 minutes even left opening quarter, 7-5. Blue Devils at the lead. Knowles to do the honors here for Suhai. Now Haley Knowles. Knowles looking to get the inbounds in, and she does, and gets it to Mackenzie Bell, back to Haley. Now Haley Knowles, the senior, pushes the ball up the floor on the right wing side, back to midcourt now. Knowles, right wing side, about above the three-point arc. At the charity stripe, Kelger pushes the left lane, puts it up, no good with the left hand. The rebound, Suhai Erickson, back up and into the foul.
And great play by Erickson. She floated around the lane. She watched the ball. She anticipated. She got that offensive rebound and went up strong. Kelgar, nice drive. Little hesitation. She just kind of found the spot and drove it all the way to the lane.
Foul was on Jimenez. And the three-point play no good for Suhai. Jimenez, that's her first for the St. Ignace Saints. And now this will be the Saints with the ball. They'll bring it down left wing side. Underneath now, Jimenez tries to get the ball inside. Knocked away. Goes out of bounds off the Saints. Good defense by the Blue Devils. They take over the 9-5 lead.
Yes, nice job by McLean inside there.
Erickson across half court with the ball. Kicks it back to the center court area to Knowles. Knowles now right wing side on the three-point arc. On that perimeter, it's Erickson. Erickson kicks the ball back to Mackenzie Bell. Bell now crossover dribbles. She double dribbles, says the referee, Jeff Clark. And it will be St. Ignace ball.
Now with Erickson, she has a higher dribble. St. Ignace is really trying to pick her pocket and really make lots of getting her their hands, and they're trying to knock the ball away.
This is the most we've seen Claire Erickson handle the ball. She's bringing the ball up the floor like she did in the second half of the first meeting. Interesting, they went to her right away after the first sequence when Alaspa, of course, turned it over. Lily right now has been out of the game, getting a little breather, but interesting they've gone to Claire a lot with bringing the ball up the floor.
The one advantage that Claire has is she's so tall that she can see much over the top. The year that I had Hanna Vesela, that's one thing that we did is we had her bring the ball up against that press, and she can see over the top and has great vision to get the ball where it needs to go.
That was an interesting early adjustment and a good one to go to the 6'1" Erickson in that case as far as, and she's so lanky too. And
yes.
I noticed when she's not bringing it up, Knowles looks like she has more size than she does because her arms are so long.
Yes.
But, of course, here in the first quarter of play in a 9-5 lead for Suhai. St. Ignace coming out of their timeout here as the Blue Devils have the four-point edge here in this first quarter of play at the Iggy Zone. 2:17 to go here in the first quarter. Blue Devils with the lead right now. St. Ignace had the lead early on. We've already had a couple lead changes. And now Emma Hart back in the game for St. Ignace, and she'll inbound the ball for the Saints. And Suhai pressing, Kelger defending Hallie Marshall. As Bell comes over for help defense, back to Hart. Hart trying to get the ball across half court, they do to Schultz. Schultz now has it swatted away, she gets it back. Now she turns it over to Erickson, they wanted a carry there. Erickson picks it up, Erickson takes it to the rack, no good, but she draws the foul with 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter, and the Ingles barking at the officials there.
A nice change up by Coach Benin. They have been doing a man press, they switched to a 2-2-1 zone press. And they got Knowles coming from behind, swatting the ball away. Great play by Erickson.
Schultz with two early fouls in this game. Erickson at the free throw line, in and out. She'll shoot another. Substitutions now. They get Schultz out of the game with those two fouls. In the game for St. Ignace, in her place will be number 20, Tabby Shepard. Erickson back to the line for Suhai. Now Erickson's second shot. That one's good for the Blue Devils.
Nice job by Claire to make that free throw.
10-5 lead for Suhai. Hallie Marshall brings the ball up. Blue Devils pressing now. Long pass, Emma Hart. Hart left wing side, open lane, puts it up, right hand up and in.
A nice job by St. Ignace. They passed over the top of that zone press.
10-7 lead for the Blue Devils now with a minute 45 to go in the opening quarter. Hallie Marshall trying to get away from the St. Ignace player, Jimenez. And now Marshall, Haley Knowles. And now Knowles gets the ball over to Haller. Whistle on the play. We have contact. Foul on St. Ignace on the floor foul.
Yeah, I think it's on Jimenez who reached behind. And
that is her first. And now the inbounding pass. And St. Ignace Rather Sue High with the ball. They'll bring it down. That's played by Erickson, right wing side. She throws the ball to McLean. Had to chase it underneath Haller. Haller gets stripped of the ball. Loose ball on the floor. We get a rugby scrum. And the arrow will go to the Blue Devils with 1:23 to go, opening quarter. Sue High by 3, 10-7.
And McLean made a great play that saved that ball.
McLean lobs it up high in the post to Erickson. So stop and pop, and it's good for
nice
Claire.
Nice job. That's a great spot for her to take shots all night.
She has 7 of the 12 points for Sue High. Blue Devils up 12-7. Minute 10 to go in the opening quarter of play. Hallie Marshall backpedals back to half court. Now Marshall defended by Knowles. She'll roll off a screen to the left side. Back on the perimeter, Marshall. Marshall kicks it over left side, Jimenez. Jimenez guarded there by Erickson. Back to midcourt, CC to Marshall. Now Marshall, lob pass on the perimeter, Jimenez. Jimenez now backpedals over to Hart. Emma Hart with the ball defended by Mackenzie Bell. She'll twist in the lane, loses the ball, whistle, double dribble. Sue High ball, good defense there by Bell.
It was great defense by the whole Blue Devil team. They kept St. Ignace out of the paint.
45.6 seconds to go, opening quarter, 12-7. Blue Devils with the lead. We get a substitution. Erickson will get a quick breather to end the quarter. Lily Kelger will come in the game now for Sue High. Lob pass across half court. It's Kelger running the floor to McLean. She'll stop and pop off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound, St. Ignace Jimenez. 38 seconds left in the quarter. Blue Devils by 5. Underneath, tough play with the scoop shot up and over the left hand for Hallie Marshall.
Hallie is very good at making that shot.
Her and Emma Hart really are deadly with the scoop shot. Knowles back to midcourt. Free throw line extended, McLean. McLean swing pass on the outlet. Bell left corner on the baseline. Kelger for 3 off the rim. No good. Loose ball underneath. Sue High going for it. Whistle. We have a jump ball. Arrow will go to St. Ignace with 13.4 seconds left in the quarter and a 12-9 Blue Devil lead. Schultz will come back in for St. Ignace. So does Tabby Shepard. And the Saints will get number 14, Mariana Zaragoza, out of the game, and CC as well. Blue Devils now have Knowles chasing Hallie Marshall. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. 12-9, Sue High with the lead. Now Marshall, crossover dribble up top. Now she'll take the lane. She'll go around Bell up and in. All right, make that Kelger and hit that shot for St. Ignace and a chance for a three-point play.
And that was a nice play, set play by St. Ignace. You put Schultz in the left corner, Hallie Marshall with a pick, and just let her attack the defense.
Chance to tie the game here. Marshall, going to the line will be Hallie Marshall for Sue High, or for St. Ignace. Foul is on Kelger. 2.1 seconds to go, opening quarter, 12-11. Blue Devils by 1. Marshall can tie the game here in the latter stages of this quarter, and she does. Tied at 12. Sue High has to go to the length of the floor. Not much time to go, 2.1 seconds. Kelger now at half court. She'll heave it, and that is under the netting. No good. That's the end of the quarter with the score. Sue High 12, the St. Ignace Saints 12 in girls basketball. Back in 60 seconds to St. Ignace, 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the St. Ignace Iggy Zone here in the LaSalle High School as Sue High takes on the St. Ignace Saints. 12-12 the score as that's the end of the first quarter of play. Ready for the second quarter. Good quarter of basketball, Ray, I thought, both sides. And here we are, deadlocked at 12.
Yeah, very good pace to the game. A lot of action back and forth. Good defense, good plays. Fun basketball game.
And, of course, these two teams battling for the second time this year. Sue High won the first one, 57-52 in the Sioux. Early in the season, it was the third game for Sue High, and St. Ignace's second game. Of course, the Saints have not played since February 20th when they beat Marquette here. They had COVID issues at the school, shutting down pretty much St. Ignace Athletics for a week. They were supposed to play these games on Monday, the girls and boys varsity games, but course weather up in Chippewa County was very foul, so they postponed them here for tonight. Now Erickson, right wing side, Alaspa for Sue High. Alaspa forces up a shot, no good. Rebound underneath, Haller's there, shot won't fall. Rebound, Sue High battling, St. Ignace comes away with it. Here comes Jimenez into the front court for St. Ignace. Now Jimenez kicks it back outside midcourt, Tabby Shepard. Shepard hanging on, right wing side, Jimenez. Jimenez down low. Now Hallie Marshall with the ball. Marshall kicks it back over to the right wing side. Marshall crossover dribble underneath. The shot no good. Rebound goes to Erickson. She'll lose the ball. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to say off St. Ignace. Sue High ball, 12-12, 7:25 to go in the half.
And whenever Erickson has the ball, St. Ignace is reaching in trying to get that ball, and They knocked it out of bounds this time.
Now Erickson on the inbounds. And this is going to be Clear pushing the ball up the floor. Right wing side, Knowles. Knowles looked like she traveled there. And now back out to Erickson. Erickson to midcourt. Dribble drive left hand. Now she gets the ball over to Alaspa. Alaspa up top. Crossover dribble on Marshall. She'll drive inside. Stripped of the ball. They say a foul.
No, jump ball.
No, jump ball. That's an interesting jump ball call. There was really not much of a tie up there.
We'll give the angle to the referee since he saw it.
Well, I don't like to give any mulligans to Jeff Clark. Trust me. But, okay.
Well, as a former coach.
All right.
I'll give it to him.
There's a lot of officials I'd give the benefit of the doubt. He's not one of them. And now Sedignis will walk the ball up the floor. This is Schultz. Schultz kicks it back out to Hart, left side for three off the rim. Rebound bounces straight out now on the wing. Quickly to Hallie Marshall. 6:50 to go in the first half of play, 12-12 game. There's a steal by Haller. She stepped in the passing lane. Now in transition, bounce pass Knowles. Knowles twisting through the lane. Now Haley kicks it back out. Free throw line extended as Erickson for three, no good. Bounces out on the wing. This is Haller. Jordan now takes it right back to the rack. Kicks it, free throw line extended. This is Kelger, right wing side, Alaspa. 12-12, 6.5 to go in the half. They'll lob it down low on the blocks. There's Kelger stripped of the ball. Good defensive play by Schultz. Schultz running into the front court. She'll kick it left side, Marshall. Wide open for three, off the rim. Whistle on the play. And it's going to be Sioux High ball. It looked like an infraction away from the basketball.
I think the ball hit the upright.
Okay. Dead ball.
Yep.
6:19 to go here in the half of the 12-12 game. Now it will be Haley Knowles. Knowles, Haller had trouble with the pass. Good play to corral it, though. And now she bumped into by Marshall. She strips her of the ball, driving in transition. Shot no good and a foul on Jordan Haller.
And that's a play that young players make. Jordan, mad that she lost the ball. So what'd she do? She reached in and fouled the girl. So now this is when you got to take a breath, get focused, forget the play, and just move on to the next one.
Marshall at the charity stripe. Bends at the knees for his free throw off the rim. No good. Remains 12-12. CeCe back in for Sedignis. Tabby Shepherd will exit Allison CeCe in the game. And now at the charity stripe again is Marshall. Second free throw is up. That won't fall. Rebound Sioux High. Still 12-12. Kelger, long pass Alaspa. Alaspa travels. Sedignis ball. Nobody has scored yet in the second quarter. And we played nearly 2 minutes.
Yep, as we had the kind of the offensive flow that first quarter. Right now we've kind of got a defensive battle going on here.
6:07 left in the half. 12-12 game. They'll lob it outside now. Haley Marshall. Marshall walks the ball up the floor. Marshall, bounce pass, right wing side, Jimenez. Jimenez now, swing pass. This is going to be Schultz for three, and that's off the rim. Bounces out on the wing. Haller with the ball. She travels. Sedignis will get it back. Still tied at 12. 5:54 to go. 5:54 to go here in the half.
And Sedignis is doing whatever they can to get Schultz some points to get her going, but Haller's doing a good job shutting her down.
Underneath, this is Sedignis on the inbounds. Jimenez on the wing, left side, Marshall. Marshall rolls up top of the ball. Swing pass now, Tabby Shepherd. Right wing side, Schultz underneath. Good play by Haller to swat it away in the low block intended for Schultz. Sedignis ball underneath, 5:46 to go here in the half. 12-12 game.
Yeah, Haller's had great anticipation jumping the passing lane in the post.
They'll lob it outside. This is Emma Hart with the ball. Hart now crossover dribble in the lane, kicks it back outside to Marshall. Marshall, mid-range jumper too hard off the glass, rebound Sioux High. Here come the Devils. Erickson with the ball. Now Claire needs help. Claire lobs it out to Kelger. Kelger hanging onto the ball, over and back they call, and it will be Sedignis ball with 5:30 to go in the second as Pat Bennett has a word with the official. And he's not happy about that call.
You know, I might have to disagree because I think she caught it. I don't think she went over and back.
Left wing side, Hart. Hart now wide open lane. Shot blocked by Erickson. She got a paw on that one as it goes out of bounds. 5:24 to go here in the half in a 12-12 ball game. And underneath, Sedignis on the inbounds. It will be, looks like, Tabby Shepherd to do the honors. And they will, nope, it will be Jimenez. Substitution, Kelger will leave, and McLean will enter the game for Sioux High. Underneath, Jimenez on the inbounds. Lob pass left wing side. Marshall back outside midcourt. Tabby Shepherd up top for three is Schultz off the rim. No good. And it goes out of bounds by the Sioux High bench. Blue Devil ball still tied at 12. And that's the score we had at the end of the first quarter. And the Blue Devils get the ball back. 12-12 game. St. Ignace making substitutions as Zaragoza will come into the game for the St. Ignace Saints. And now this will be Haller coming in. Haller, right wing side, lobs it underneath. This is going to be played underneath the to Erickson, who hits the deck, and we get a whistle on the play, and Claire will go to the line.
Nice cut by Haller, but she got the ball in an impossible spot, but she made a good play out of it, throwing the ball up, and Erickson gets the offensive rebound.
And CeCe with the foul, and the first shot no good for Claire, in and out. She'll shoot another. For Sioux High, the sophomore Erickson. Now Claire at the charity stripe for Sioux High, trying to get the first point of this quarter. That one's no good. Rebound, chased down. Erickson on the sideline trying to corral it. She does. How she got it, I don't know, but she did. Now Alaspa up high, McLean. McLean at midcourt, lob pass right wing side. Knowles on the baseline underneath. Kicks it left side for three on the wing to Haller off the rim. Rebound, Sioux High, McLean again. Free throw line extended, right wing side, Erickson. Alaspa shot no good off the rim. Rebound, Haller, and it goes off of Sioux High to St. Ignace as it's out of bounds off the Blue Devils. 4:43 to go in the half, 12-12 game.
Good offensive possession that time. Sioux had some good shots and got some good offensive rebounds. The ball's just not dropping right now.
Now the Saints will inbound it. Schultz will do the honors here for St. Ignace. Knowles and Haller in the full court. 4:40 to go here in the half. Blue Devils will go to a zone defense here. And now Schultz. Schultz, left wing side of Menez. Bounce pass underneath. Nice play to Hart. Nice scoop shot. Little hook shot up and in for Emma Hart.
And St. Ignace blew through that press quite easily.
14-12 Saints. McLean now, a couple dribbles, back out to Alaspa. First points of the second quarter go to the Saints, and we have played half of a quarter. McLean shot over the rim, no good, as Alaspa underneath gets tied up with the St. Ignace player, and the arrow will go to the Blue Devils. Substitution, Kelger back in, and Zaragoza comes back in for the Saints. Schultz will leave, Hart leaves. Saints get a couple substitutions. CC back in as well for St. Ignace. Now they lob it outside. In the paint, Erickson. Kelger couldn't handle the pass, chases it down on the sideline. Now she'll roll up top with the ball. Right wing side, they'll work it around. Now Alaspa. Alaspa hanging onto the ball. Bounce pass, McLean underneath. Nice play up. It won't go. Rebound goes to St. Ignace. Into the hands of CC. Now CC brings the ball down. Gets the ball now off to Marshall. Marshall rolls up top of the ball, 14-12 St. Ignace, 3:45 to go here in the half. And now this is played back outside. This is going to be Marshall. Marshall now kicks it back out, and Zaragoza travels. Good defense by the Blue Devils. Sioux High takes over.
Yeah, very good defense. If you can stop that person from taking the ball to the basket, you can control the defensive pressure.
3:40 to go here in the half, and a 14-12 lead for St. Ignace. Now Sioux High brings it down. This is Kelger. Kelger stops her dribble up top at the three-point arc. Alaspa down low. McLean dishes back to Lily. Alaspa now with two hard off the glass. Rebound. Kelger, and she's fouled. Shot no good. She'll go to the line.
And that's Kelger's spot. The left-hand basket, weak side rebound.
Shepherd's second foul of the game, sending Lily Kelger to the charity stripe. 14-12 St. Ignace.
Nice offensive possession. Pass the ball inside to McLean with a cutting Alaspa from making a great feed.
First free throw is good for Kelger.
Finally.
First point of the second quarter for Sioux High. And it took quite a while. About 4 minutes, 32 seconds.
Yep.
Kelger's second free throw up and in for Sioux High. We're tied again. 14 all. Points at a premium in this quarter. 14 all. Both teams have scored 2 points. Sioux High by way of free throws, one field goal for St. Ignace. Now Schultz up high in the post, tough shot, no good. Rebound Blue Devils into the hands of McLean. McLean brings the ball up the floor. Now quickly gets into those senior point guard, Alaspa. Lily Alaspa hanging onto the ball, dribble drive right hand. On that perimeter, now Alaspa, defended by Jimenez. Now Hart defending, down low. McLean, left side, Erickson for three off the rim. Rebound Sue High, McLean again. She'll put it back with a hook shot, it won't fall. Rebound Sue High, Haller's there, and she's fouled as the shot's no good. But she will be shooting from the charity stripe.
Haller and Kelger have been dominating the offensive glass, and now McLean's been doing a great job getting in some offensive rebounds. And she passes so well from the post.
Haller to the line. First free throw off the rim, no good. She'll shoot another. Foul was on Hart, her first. Knowles checks in for Sue High. Erickson gets a breather at 2:53 to go in the half. 14 all here in St. Ignace. Substitution for the Saints. Tabby Shepherd checks in, and Zaragoza will have a seat. Jordan Haller to the charity stripe for Sue High. And that second one is no good. Rebound chased down in the left corner. And it goes out of bounds. St. Ignace ball.
It may be whoever shoots the best free throws will win this game.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, first team to get 50% of their free throws.
14 all. 2:45 to go here in the first half. Up top at the perimeter, three-point arc. This is Hart. Hart defended by Kelger. Bounce pass Shepherd over McLean. Tough shot up and in for Tabby Shepherd.
Yeah, nice little hook shot there.
16-14, St. Ignace, left wing side, McLean. Kelger give and go, puts it up, whistle, and they're going to say a foul on St. Ignace to the chagrin of the Saints and the Saints coaching staff. And they thought they got all ball there. To the line will be Kelger. Shepherd with the foul, Schultz, her third.
Nice job, attack the press, take advantage. If they're going to put so much pressure on the ball, go over the top and quickly move the ball up and attack them.
16-15, Kelger hits the first free throw, Alaspa leaves, and Mackenzie Bell checks back in for Pat Bennett's Blue Devils. 16-15, St. Ignace leads in girls basketball. Kelger's second free throw, no good. A rebound, St. Ignace CC, it remains a one-point Saints lead. They bring it down to the outlet, left side. Now this is back to midcourt to Hallie Marshall. Marshall crossover dribble in the lane, stolen away by Kelger, trying to hang on to it. It goes out of bounds off St. Ignace, says the referee, and it's going to be Blue Devil ball with 2:14 to go in the half and a 16-15 St. Ignace lead.
Great play by Kelger to grab the ball and throw it off the St. Ignace girl.
Now Lily on the inbounds. Kelger gets it now to Bell, back to Lily, back to McKenzie. Now Bell to Knowles. Knowles hangs onto the ball, rolls back to the middle of the floor to Kelger. Kelger rolls off a screen from Bell. Back up top, McLean. Left wing side of the baseline. Knowles for three off the rim. Rebound back to St. Ignace. It's Hart. Hart brings it down. 1 point. Saints lead 16-15. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Now up top, Marshall for three. That's off the glass. Loose ball, rebound, St. Ignace. Zaragoza to a streaking Marshall. Odd angle shot, in and out. Rebound, this is Zaragoza up, and no good, a travel, says the official. Sue High ball.
And the Sue has got the rebound, box out. They should have had that first offensive rebound.
Now on the inbounds, Knowles, full court press by St. Ignace. Haley brings the ball down for Sue High. Knowles now right lane, defended by Jimenez. Haley hangs onto it to McLean to midcourt. Lob pass underneath to a streaking Haller up the glass.
Oh,
in.
Oh, nice
in.
Shot. Great pass to go over the top to Haller, who's posted up.
McLean does that so well. 17-16, Sue High. They retake the lead. Minute 20 to go in the half. Emma Hart hangs on. Now Hart to midcourt. It goes to Hallie Marshall, defended by Knowles. She'll roll to the right side near the Sue High sideline. Now right wing side to inside the perimeter. Baseline runner, Marshall in and out. Rebound Sue High into the hands of McLean. McLean in transition, long out left pass. Kelger goes up, no good. Charging call, says Jeff Clark. Offensive foul on Lily Kelger, her second. Second foul, nope, her first foul. And that's an offensive foul on Lily, St. Ignace ball.
You know what?
Was she set?
I think so. I think Lily extended herself into her. So
Knowles on the defensive play, swats the ball out of bounds. It will stay St. Ignace ball, 1:02 to go in the half.
That being said, nice play by Lily, though. Take the ball to the rack. If you got a chance, make a decision.
Now Haley Marshall. Marshall walks the ball up the floor. Marshall with under a minute to go here in the half. Hangs on to it. Now up top midcourt, right wing side. They'll kick it over to the right corner to Emma Hart. Hart hangs on. Hart up top trying to get around Kelger in the wing. 40 seconds to go in the half. Now Jimenez. Jimenez back to Hart. Right wing side now Tabby Shepherd. Shepherd now kicks it back outside. This is Hart. Hart with the ball. 30 seconds to go in the half. 17-16 St. Ignace. Hart driving the lane. Whistle on the play. Foul on Sue High with 28.2 seconds to go in the half. And a 17-16 St. Ignace lead. That's the second on Kelger. And I'd get her out of there with two fouls at the end of the half, and that's what Pat Bennett will do.
Yep.
They get her out of there. They have Erickson, Bell, McLean, Knowles, and Haller, the five out there for Sue High, and Hart to the line for St. Ignace. Emma Hart bends at the knees. Make it a two-point game. It is. 18-16 St. Ignace. Or, I'm sorry, 17-17. I had it screwed up. I thought Saints had the lead for some reason. Dyslexia.
Yeah, we'll blame it on where we're sitting and how the scoreboard
looks. We'll blame it on that.
Yeah, I got your back.
Now Hart, as we're tied at 17 now. Hart hits both free throws, and St. Ignace retakes the lead, 18-17, 28.2 seconds left in the half. Knowles to Erickson. Erickson brings the ball left lane around Zaragoza, twisting through the lane. She'll stop and pop, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound, Bell tried to save, goes out of bounds, off the Blue Devils. St. Ignace now will get it back with a one-point lead, 18-17, with 19.9 seconds left in the half. Substitution, CC and Zaragoza leaves. Shepherd back in, Hart out there, Schultz as well for St. Ignace as they go with the starting five. Marshall hangs on to it. Now Marshall brings the ball down. Marshall now up top with the ball with 10 seconds to go and an 18-17 St. Ignace lead. End of the first half looming. Now Marshall defended by Knowles. Up top Marshall drives in, a little runner up top, no good. Rebound Sue High. McLean, baseball pass, look for Bell, but the horn sounds. That's the end of the first half of play with the score. Sue High trails St. Ignace. It's St. Ignace 18, Sue High 17. And we'll be back with the halftime coming up. We'll set it back to the studio, and you'll hear ABC News here in a moment. And much more, including the second half to come. Sue High able to play a tight one with St. Ignace here, as we expected. It's 18-17 St. Ignace with the lead here at the half on 1230 WSOO. 18-17 St. Ignace leads in girls basketball at the half. Dave Watson and Ray Bell were ready from the Iggy Zone for the second half. And Ray, your thoughts on that first half of play?
I like how Sue crashed the boards. You got a lot of points off the offensive rebounds. I think the St. Ignace press is really kind of getting to the Sue. Both teams did a great job of controlling the other team's fast break. I think for the Sue to be successful, they're going to have to start to break the press, move the ball, reverse the ball a little bit more, be a little more patient on offense, make some of those outside shots, and start pulling away from St. Ignace.
First half stats, Emma Hart for St. Ignace had 9 points, 7 from Hallie Marshall, 7 each from Lily Kelger, Claire Erickson. Free throws, 4-5 of 8 for St. Ignace. They hit 5 two-point field goals. No threes from either team. Blue Devils were 4-9 from the charity stripe. Two-point field goals, Sue High connected on 6. We start the second half. St. Ignace with the possession, moving left to right as seen on your radio dial. This is Allie Schultz on the left wing side for 3. No good. Rebound, contact made, goes out of bounds off of Sue High and Knowles. 7:48 to go here in the third quarter of play, 18-17 St. Ignace.
A nice screen-to-screen action by St. Ignace to try and get Schultz going with the outside shot.
Now they'll inbound it back left side on the wing. Jimenez, Schultz. Schultz above the three-point arc, defended by Haller. She'll roll up top. Hart's coming for a screen. They think better of it. They kick it down low on the block. Hart, little hook shot up, no good. Rebound underneath Sue High. Alaspa fighting away with control from Marshall. Now pushing in transition. Swing pass left side, baseline 3. Knowles up, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Erickson and Sue High. 7:22 to go in the third quarter. 18-17, St. Ignace and the Saints have the ball.
Nice job by Sue High. They got the rebound, pushed up. Haley Knowles did a good job getting her feet set and had a good-looking shot at the 3.
Senignus brings the ball down. This is going to be Hallie Marshall pushing at the left lane. Crossover dribble, puts it up, no good. Rebound too high. Devils in transition. Erickson to Alaspa. Alaspa runs the floor. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound underneath, goes out of bounds. Back to the Saints. 7:07 to go in the third, and a one-point Senignus lead, 18-17.
Senignus tried to block the shot and kind of got into Lily Alaspa's head and made her alter her shot there, I think.
Marshall across half court, defended by Knowles. Now Hallie kicks it back outside. Now Hart. Emma Hart, crossover dribble, little hesitation. Nice scoop shot up, no good. Rebound too high into the hands of Erickson. Blue Devils in transition, down by one early in the third. Claire kicks it at the free throw line. Kelger, left wing side. This is Haller at the three-point arc. Back to midcourt, Alaspa. Now Alaspa down low, Kelger. Kelger, couple dribbles, tried to get it over to Erickson. Jump ball possession, and the arrow will go to Suhai, I think. Yes, it will.
And St. Ignace has done a really good job. They're Sioux High in their offense. They do a lot of pick and rolls, and St. Ignace is jumping that, taking the Sioux out of their normal rhythm of how they would attack the pick and roll.
Knowles underneath on the inbounds. Now Haley Knowles. Knowles bounce pass, Alaspa down low, off the glass and in. Nice play in the bounce pass from Knowles and the shot by Alaspa.
A nice little hook shot. Not an easy shot, but she's very good at making that one there.
Alaspa's first 2 points of the game, and Sioux High retakes the lead 19-18. Here with 6.5, under 6.5 to go in the third. Hallie Marshall with the ball, defended by Knowles in the left wing. Down low on the block, this is Hart. Hart twisting, turning around Kelger. Tough shot up and in with the left hand.
Yeah, nice little fake to the middle and roll back to the outside.
Knowles brings the ball down the floor. Cross half court, defended by Zaragoza in the game. Head fake and a three now. This is Kelger to Alaspa. Now Lily will backpedal. Alaspa to midcourt. Now right wing side on the sideline. Knowles rolls up top with it. Back to the right wing side. Long two for Erickson. Short. Rebound back to the free throw line. Knowles. Sioux High controls. Underneath. Knowles puts it up and in, and the foul.
Nice job. Easiest offensive rebound Haley Knowles is ever going to get. Came right back to her. Passed out. Little pick and roll. Cut to the basket. Nice touch by Knowles.
Knowles will try for a three-point play here coming up. Tabby Shepard comes back in for St. Ignace. Fouls on Zaragoza. That is her first. Into the charity stripe, looking for the three-point play is Knowles. And Sioux High retakes the lead 21-20. Now the senior guard, Knowles. Bends at the knees, and that's good.
Nice-looking free throw. That's what we're going to need, is to make our free throws the second half here.
22-20 Sioux High. Another lead change in the Blue Devils. We retake the lead. Right wing side, Haley Marshall takes it to the rack. Shot is short. Rebound, Sioux High, Kelger. Kelger for the Blue Devils pushes the ball up the floor, gets the ball to Knowles. Now Knowles in transition, left wing side on the perimeter, Alaspa. She'll stop and pop for three, no good. Rebound, Erickson for the Blue Devils. Shot, no good. It was blocked. Into the hands of Senignus, and they run the floor. Saints in the left lane, Marshall around Knowles, and she's stripped of the balls. It hits the cover of the stage, and we have a whistle, and Senignus will stay with the ball with 5:18 to go in the third. 22-20 Blue Devils. And Jimenez in for CeCe, and she'll inbound. Now Paula on the inbounds. Stolen away by Knowles, goes out of bounds off of Haley Knowles, and it will remain Senignus ball.
And we've talked about this before, her long arms, yeah. That deceptive reach that she has.
Now this is Jimenez underneath, streaking through his heart up and in. She has 13 points.
Great cut by the St. Ignace player.
Erickson now brings the ball up the floor. This is in the right lane. Erickson running the floor well, puts it up, no good. Rebound St. Ignace, Haley Marshall. Here come the Saints back the other way, tied at 22. Marshall, right wing side, free throw line extended. There's Hart for three off the rim. Rebound chased down by Sioux High. Right at the free throw line, it's Haller. Haller back to the left wing outlet, quickly to Knowles. Knowles, free throw line extended. Haller underneath, one dribble, Alaspa. She double teamed. She'll stop with a baby hook, no good. Rebound, Alaspa takes it away from St. Ignace. That's in and out. Another rebound, Sioux High. Kelger. Kelger lobs it back, free throw line extended, Knowles. Right wing side, Alaspa. Alaspa, a couple dribbles to the left hand, back right wing side, 3-point arc, Knowles. Knowles twisting through the lane, right wing side, Kelger. Kelger stripped to the ball, gets it back, whistle, they'll call travel on Lily. St. Ignace ball tied at 22, 4:23 to go here in the third substitution. CeCe back in for St. Ignace, and Tabby Shepard will exit.
I think sometimes the Sioux, when they get that offensive rebound, bring the ball out, reset your offense, and get yourself a good shot.
Schultz on the inbounds. Allie Schultz takes it to the hole. Stripped of the ball from behind by McLean in the hands of Alaspa in transition. Erickson, one dribble, stops and pops in and out. Rebounds too high, Kelger. Kelger, free throw line extended. Knowles for three, and it's good from downtown.
Big three. And rebounding is not about height, it's about anticipation, which Kelgar does so great getting that offensive rebound.
25-22, Sioux High. We're in the third quarter, 3:50 to go in the third at the Iggy Zone in St. Ignace. Now this is Emma Hart back to midcourt. They'll work at the Schultz. Schultz rolls off a screen left side, puts up a three in and out. Rebound, Sioux High McLean. Devils in transition. They lob it out on the left side, Alaspa. Alaspa twisting, twirling through the lane. Shot no good. And a whistle and a rebound. Foul over the top on Kelger, I do believe.
You know, that's the kind of shot, as a coach, I'd rather you just pull the ball back out, run your offense. That's kind of a forced shot, not really high percentage basket there.
Kelger will leave, and they get Mackenzie Bell coming in for her, does Pat Benin, and St. Ignace on the inbounds. Now the Saints will bring it down. They'll walk the ball up the floor. Tabby Shepherd gets it out of Haley Marshall. Marshall with 3:25 to go here in the third and a 25-22 Blue Devil lead. CeCe with the ball. Midcourt, this is Marshall again. Marshall, crossover dribble up top. Now she'll roll back to the left side. Now up top again, Marshall, left side for three. It's no good. Rebound, they chase it down, and it goes out of bounds back to the Blue Devils. And with 3:09 to go here in the third quarter, Sioux High will be on offense, and Erickson on the inbounds. 25-22, Blue Devils. 3:09 left in the third, full court press by St. Ignace. Haley Knowles gets the inbounding pass from Erickson. She'll bring the ball up the floor. Now Knowles, left wing side, up top, Alaspa. Alaspa bounce past McLean, right wing side on the right wing. This is Knowles. They'll roll back up top, Erickson underneath McLean. They'll kick it right corner for three, but it's Mackenzie Bell from downtown.
Great ball movement there. Inside, outside, unselfish. Nice play.
28-22, Sioux High. Haley Marshall back out to Hart. She'll try a three, and that's off the rim. Rebound Blue Devils into the hands of Knowles. Knowles gets entangled with by the St. Ignace player at 2:34 to go here in the third. Devils on a run right now, up 28-22.
And right now, offensively, Sioux High is running more of an offense. St. Ignace is trying one-on-one ball, trying to take it to the rack, and the Sioux's able to defend that.
Foul on Marshall. That's going to be Haley's first foul. Now Mackenzie Bell across half court on the right lane. It's knocked away from behind by Zaragoza. Goes out of bounds. It will stay Sioux High ball on the wing in front of the Blue Devil bench. 2:28 to go in the third. 28-22 Blue Devils. Now Knowles on the inbounds. They'll get it to McLean on the wing. McLean will backdoor pass. Alaspa, whistle and a blocking foul. A foul from behind on St. Ignace. It's on CeCe.
That was a fortunate play for Sioux High because the ball was slipping out of Lily's hand. She made a great cut to go to the basket, a nice pass by McLean.
On the floor foul, McLean underneath on the inbounds. 28-22, Sioux High with a lead, 2:25 to go in the third. In the Iggy Zone in St. Ignace. Now they'll lob it back up top. This is up high in the post. Knowles from the left side up and in for Sioux High.
And Knowles has been getting a great job getting her feet set, so she can take a good shot.
And I knew this was coming. St. Ignace is calling a timeout because Sioux High's on a run, 30-22, led by Haley Knowles. She has 8 points in this quarter.
She's done a great job. You, as a coach, you can tell a lot of times if the shot has a chance by how the player sets up. She's gotten herself balanced, set, ready to take catch and shoot, and there's been no hesitation.
Reminder, we'll have the boys game to follow on a double dip here in St. Ignace. We'll have Sioux High boys basketball at St. Ignace following the girls game, as we'll get into the tip-off show and Coach Fitzner with an interview. That's why I heard ABC News, so I could record that interview with Fitz. And well, that will be coming up here, the second game of this doubleheader hoops here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Saturday's Coach's Corner, and we'll have the scores that matter at the top of the show at 11.05 a.m. with yours truly, and our guest will be Chris Dunbar, the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Commissioner. I was interviewing Chris while she was in the car on the way to Hammond, Indiana for the GLIAC tournaments for women's and men's basketball. Her and Linda Bouvet, we're heading down there, and we have a nice chat with Chris, her coach's corner. Steve Abusta, the Sioux High swimming coach, also on the corner. That Sioux High girls swim team, very good this year. The boys, there's a couple good boys swimmers too, but that girls program is undefeated so far, like Suhai girls basketball. The Suhai swimmers doing very well. We'll talk to Steve. All that on Coach's Corner, 11:05 a.m. till noon on Radio Sioux. Back to action. Senegnis with the ball. Left wing side of Menez. She'll drive the baseline. Gets her pocket picked from behind. It goes out of bounds. Alaspa doing the honors there. 30-22, Suhai, their largest lead of the game. 2:02 to go in the third.
And the Suhai needs to really communicate on inbounds plays here so they don't give up an easy basket like last possession.
Jimenez looking for Hart. Whistle. And
I got a hold on Bell.
That's her third. Mackenzie Bell with her third foul of the game. And Senegnis will inbound it here. Yet again underneath their own basket. Jimenez. Jimenez looking. So lob it to wide open Hart. Just like Ray talked about on the inbounds, they left her wide open there, and it's 30-24 Suhai.
Yeah, St. Ignace has a lot of great inbounds plays to get some baskets.
Alaspa, left side on the perimeter, McLean. McLean, one dribble, kicks it back out to Lilly. Alaspa with a minute 45 to go in the third. And there's a kickball booted by Schultz. So they tried to go in the lane to McLean. 1:43 to go here in the third, and Suhai ball.
Sign her up for the soccer team. That's pretty good foot-eye coordination there.
Or punter for football or kicker for football.
There you go.
She putted that pretty good. And now Haller will come in for Knowles. Knowles in an excellent third quarter. 8 points in the quarter for Haley. She'll get a breather. Haller in the game. Now Erickson. McLean back over to Clear in the low block. One dribble, so stop. Put it up. No good. Rebound, St. Ignace. It's Hart. Here come the Saints. Down by six. They'll push the ball up the floor. Hart with a near carry. Now crossover dribble in the lane. Little scoop shot. Stumbles there. And we might have a foul. Maybe not. She tripped on her own.
Yep.
Off of Suhai, St. Ignace ball underneath. 1:28 left in the third. Suhai up by six, 30-24. Jimenez on the inbounds. Now they'll lob it underneath. Chase down in the corner now. Back outside it goes. Haley Marshall defended by Haller. Now Haley Marshall crossover dribble up top. Now in the midcourt, she'll twist through the lane. Kick it down low. Hart, nice move around Bell. No good off the backboard. Underneath, Haller gets fouled on the rebound. For Suhai with a minute 13 to go here in the third. And on the floor, foul, sending Jordan on the inbounds line now at the baseline. Fouls on CeCe, her third, for St. Ignace.
And one thing the Sioux has done to kind of beat the press of St. Ignace is they spread the floor out more. And
now they'll inbound it. Suhai does across half court to Erickson. Erickson to Haller. Haller, free throw line extended. Right wing side on the perimeter. McLean, little backdoor pass too far for Haller. She couldn't get to it. St. Ignace takes over. 1:03 to go here in the third and a 6-point lead for the Blue Devils.
And unfortunately, that play was there just a little too soon on the pass.
Jimenez, Hallie Marshall. Marshall brings it down. Under a minute to go in the third. 6-point lead for Suhai Marshall. Marshall at the charity stripe, kicks it back outside, Schultz. Schultz now works it around. There's a three, no good. Rebound, Blue Devils. Bell. Bell has it knocked away, and she's entangled with Marshall, and a foul on Haley Marshall.
Great job by Bell to box her girl out and go get that rebound.
Bell's played very well off the bench like she did in the first game between these two.
Yes.
Hit a three. Done a good job giving Pat Bennett some quality minutes off the bench. Kelger comes back in with 48 seconds left in the third and a 30-24 lead for the Blue Devils. Erickson on the inbounds. Alaspa. Alaspa calms things down. Jimenez now defending. Nice move in the lane. She'll stop, kick it back, head fake, and a three for Kelger. Kelger through the lane. She traveled.
Yes.
Pretty obvious there. St. Ignace ball.
When the third girl, St. Ignace, stepped over, she had to kind of reevaluate her move and try to sneak in an extra step.
30-24, Blue Devils up by six, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Now at the free throw line, Emma Hart up high in the post, right side, guarded by Erickson. So start her dribble, 20 seconds to go here in the third and a 30-24 Blue Devil lead. Back to midcourt, Haley Marshall. Marshall defended by Kelger. Kelger giving her plenty of room. Now she'll backpedal towards the center court area. Still, Kelger gives her plenty of room. 10 seconds left in the clock. 6 points Suhai lead. Marshall kicks it out. Schultz wide open for three. Make that Jimenez. In and out in the rebound. St. Ignace had it. It went on off a foot there. And they'll call a foul. And a blocking foul on the Blue Devils with 2.1 seconds to go. It's on McLean, her first.
It was kind of an odd foul. I think if best, that's a no call.
Laspa will come out now. Knowles comes back in with 2.1 seconds to go in the third for Sioux High. St. Ignace gets CC back in the game. Now they'll lob it inside, deflected away. CC kicks it out. Now at the horn, that shot will not be good, and it's 24-30. Sioux High with a six-point lead over the St. Ignace Saints. The score here in St. Ignace at the break, Sioux High 30 and the St. Ignace Saints with 24. And we will take a one-minute timeout and come back with the fourth quarter on 1230 WSOO. The score is 30-24. Sioux High leads St. Ignace after three quarters of hoops and a good quarter for the Devils to take what was an eight-point lead. They sustained the lead, Ray, for most of that quarter. Haley Knowles had 8 points in that quarter, and right now it's a six-point edge going to the fourth.
Sioux High did a good job working to get good shots on the offensive end, and their defense has continued to be stellar.
And we'll get the inbounding pass coming up for St. Ignace. They'll move from left to right as seen on your radio dial. Jimenez at half court on the inbounds to Allie Schultz. 30-24, Sioux High up by six. Allie Schultz with the ball up top. She'll hand off now. This is Haley Marshall, right wing side of Jimenez. Now Paula Jimenez back to midcourt to Allie Schultz. Schultz defended by Jordan Haller. She'll roll back towards center court now to the left side. Haller staying with her. Knowles and Haller, McLean, Kelger, and Erickson, the five out there for Sioux High. Jimenez gets the ball to Marshall. CeCe's out there as well. Schultz and Emma Hart. There's a shot no good for Marshall. Rebound Sioux High into the hands of Erickson. Erickson kicks it back, and she'll get it back from McLean. Claire now to Haley. Haley Knowles guarded by Jimenez. And now it's Kelger to the left wing side. Lily Kelger trying to look for spacing. Back outside, bad pass deflected by Marshall. Good defensive play, rather, by Haley Marshall, and she's tripped up by Haller at half court.
Yeah, St. Ignace is very good at playing the angles, and they played that angle perfectly and got the deflection that was led to the foul by Haller.
Now Jimenez at half court on the inbounds. So lob it back out to Schultz. Schultz hangs on to it. Now they'll direct traffic.
And St. Ignace is really spreading the floor out to try and open driving lanes.
Back to Marshall. She'll kick it left wing corner. Jimenez guarded by Erickson. Back out to midcourt. 6:55 to go in the fourth. 30-24, Sioux High by six. Schultz directing traffic. Underneath, inside the three-point arc, it's Hart. Hart now twisting, turning, hook shot is up and in. Oh, boy, she's deadly.
Yeah, Hart's been their best player in the second half, getting the ball in the post.
She has 15 points, a near steal there. Hart swats it away, Sioux High ball. 15 points for Hart here in this game. She has, you know, over half of what St. Ignace has, and 30-26 the score. Blue Devils up by four. Erickson to Alaspa. Alaspa pushes the ball up the floor. Sioux High 30, St. Ignace 26. Early stages in the fourth quarter in girls basketball. Haller drives the left lane underneath. Runs out of real estate. Kicks it left side. Knowles for three, in and out. Rebound underneath. St. Ignace. And now a jump ball possession. Alaspa tied her up there. And the arrow
goes to Sioux High.
Goes to Sioux High. They don't, of course, they have a makeshift table over there with COVID and everything. Don't have all the bleachers open, so they have to point to the off-court officials. Knowles, mid-range jumper left side, and it rattles in for Haley Knowles.
Great move. St. Ignace came out hard at her. Nice little pump fake.
There's a steal at half court, a bad dribble by the Saints. Now Haller drives to the lane, puts it up with the left hand, and in for Jordan Haller.
That's a big shot there.
Critical. And Erickson over the top on Shepherd, and a foul on Claire. Be her second.
That's you like those kind of plays. Going for the steal. Half second more and she gets it.
34-26, Sioux High with the lead. Knowles has 10 second half points for Sioux High. Now Shepherd on the inbounds at half court. Over it goes to Haley Marshall. Now Marshall, Haley Marshall brings it down. Rolls off a screen, directs traffic. Knowles defending. Now she'll drive the left lane, blocking foul on Knowles, her second. 5:50 left in the fourth. And now on the sideline, St. Ignace on the inbounds. Or are they going to be saying shooting free throws? A lot of confusion here on the floor.
Well, it's because Doug's busy talking to the one official the whole time.
No, he doesn't do that, does he?
No, he's asking for a good restaurant selection.
In his hometown.
Yes.
And now Schultz, right wing side with the ball. She'll backpedal. Now underneath, and a whistle on the play. Kelger will defend, and we get a foul on Lily Kelger, her third. And a lot of battles going on in the low blocks, sending Senegnis to the charity stripe. McLean comes in. Kelger leaves with those three or four fouls. I missed one. She has four, so she will leave, and McLean comes in for Sue High.
And that could be tough for Sue High. Kelger's been a good player for them.
Yeah, she'll be probably out for, he'll probably try to stretch it when you say, Ray, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
If he can get away with it. Now Hart with the first free throw up and in. 27-34, Sue High with the lead. Hart with 16 points in this game. Tremendous player. Thankfully, she's a senior. Seems like she's been there 10 years. She's been that good.
Yes.
And now Hart hits them both. 34-28, back to a six-point Blue Devil lead with 5:45 left in this one. Alaspa walks the ball up the floor, defended by Hart. Now Alaspa, crossover dribble. Lily Alaspa back to center court. She'll drive the left lane. She'll backpedal. Alaspa making Hart come to her. She'll kick it over to Knowles on the wing. Right wing side, about 3 feet outside the three-point arc. Now this is Schultz defending. Erickson in the right wing on the three-point arc. Back to Knowles. Swing pass Alaspa. Alaspa hangs onto the ball. Now she'll backpedal to midcourt. Defended there by CeCe. And now Hart comes over. Kicks it back to midcourt. This is Erickson directing traffic. Erickson twirls. Knowles back to midcourt. Left wing side of the three-point arc. Alaspa down low. Bad pass. McLean loose ball. Senegnis. Hart picks it from her knees to Marshall. Marshall in transition. She has Shepherd with her. It's stripped away by Knowles. As Knowles picked her pocket as she went up with the ball, she grabbed it right away from her hip. Underneath, McLean, give and go Alaspa, puts it up left hand, no good. Rebound, Erickson is there. Erickson kicks it back out to midcourt. Sue High up 34-28. There's 4:40 to go in this girls' basketball game. Erickson, swing pass to Alaspa. Underneath, hook shot, McLean is fouled. And coming from the backside there was the Senegnis player with the contact. In number 12, Hallie Marshall, and that's Marshall's third.
And it's little plays that can decide a game. Erickson made a great job to get that offensive rebound, which is Sue High has done a great job all game of getting offensive rebounds, and they set up and run a good offensive play.
McLean's first point of the game.
And Coach Bennin's stressing to him, settle the ball down, work and get good shots.
I think he liked that possession.
Yes.
And McLean hits them both. And it's a 36-28 Blue Devil lead, timeout on the floor. That was a good possession by Sue High. You know, so often Senegnis traps you into playing that track meet type style because they're so good at it, and they've won several state championships doing that. And so often teams have fallen for it, and it's a veteran team here by Sue High slowing things down and listening to the coach and getting into that half-court set. And McLean goes to the line and hits two big free throws to get the lead back up to a 36-28 game.
You're totally right. You win basketball games by playing the tempo that best fits you to win this game. The Sioux wants to work the ball around. You could see the possession. Lily Alaspa took her time working the ball around, not rush it. You have the ball. You're in control. You dictate to St. Ignace what shot you're going to take.
36-28 the score. Sioux High with the lead in girls basketball in the fourth quarter of play. We'll have the boys game to follow here on Radio Sioux tonight as Sioux High boys take on St. Ignace in boys basketball in the finale on the season series between the two programs. We'll have that coming up after this one. They did the varsity night in the Sioux. They usually do one where the girls get the feature second matchup and the boys play the early game, and they roll reverse here in St. Ignace, and it's the girls and then the boys. And now Emma Hart will walk the ball at the floor. 4.5 to go here in the fourth. Emma Hart with the ball, right wing side. Hart now, free throw line, Hallie Marshall. Marshall kicks it back outside to CeCe. CeCe now, Hart, Alaspa runs into him, and a foul on Lily, her second.
That was kind of a domino effect. I think Lily got bumped by the St. Ignace girl, and she just fell into the other St. Ignace girl.
Like bowling ball pins out there.
Yes.
And now Hart to the charity stripe for St. Ignace. 4:20 to go on this one, 36-28 Sioux High. Tabby Shepherd will leave. Zaragoza will come back in for the Saints.
And now your last 4 minutes, free throw is going to be so critical, both for St. Ignace and Sioux High.
And Hart's been excellent from the free throw line. And we jinxed her. Shot no good. Or I did. And the rebound goes to Suhai Erickson on the outlet to Knowles. Knowles now pushes the ball up the floor. Cross half court, Alaspa. Alaspa rotates over to the right wing side. A little crossover dribble in the lane. She slices through. Shot no good. Rebound underneath. Senignis has it. This is Hallie Marshall into the front court. Marshall now will backpedal. Now she'll go right at Knowles. Whistle and a foul on Knowles, her third.
I think that's a garbage call. Knowles was positioned. Marshall was out of control. That was all drama to draw the foul.
Quite a bit theatrics. And now at the line, Marshall, no good.
And what's that famous quote by Rasheed Wallace? Ball don't lie.
The ball don't lie. And the scoreboard never lies. That was his other one, I believe.
Yes.
Knowles with two fouls. I had her for three. My apologies. I'll take the two. I think she will as well. And
yes.
The shot no good for Senignis. Goes out of bounds. Marshall misses the free throws. And it goes off of Suhai. It remains 36-28. Blue Devils with a lead. 3:56 to go in the fourth. And CeCe comes in. Zaragoza will leave. Now Jimenez on the inbounds. Underneath the Senignis basket. Wide open is Hart. Hits that again every time.
I think they've got defended it right once.
Now they'll lob it to Knowles. 36-30 Suhai. Knowles across half court. 3:45 to go here in the fourth. Now Alaspa hanging onto the ball. Lily Alaspa crossover dribble in the lane. Back up top of the three-point arc to Haller. Haller now inside the three-point arc. Back it goes Alaspa down low. McLean one dribble. She'll turn. Baby hook no good. Rebound Senignis. Saints come away with it. Emma Hart. Hart pushes the ball up the floor. Hart now. She has a big game of 16 points. Now kicks it back to midcourt. Schultz. Schultz now. Left corner Jimenez. Jimenez around Alaspa. Stepped out of bounds. No, I thought she did. They called a blocking foul on Alaspa. She was really close to that out of bounds area, that black paint over there. And on that south end of the floor. And that's the fourth foul on Alaspa.
Yeah, and the fouls could get tricky for Suhai.
And they're mounting.
Yes.
Jimenez, first free throw is good. You got two critical guards in foul trouble with, you have Kelger and Alaspa both with four fouls. First free throw is good for Jimenez. And she'll shoot another here. And the Bennons, Pat and Jim, I think, are talking about how to work these fouls and who to take out and whenever. She hits both free throws. It's a four-point lead, 36-32 Suhai, with 3 minutes and change left in regulation. McLean nearly missed that pass. She didn't know it was coming to her. Caught it the last second. Now Alaspa. Alaspa left wing side underneath. She goes. Whistle, blocking foul. Senignis tried to get the charge to get Alaspa out of the game, but the foul goes on Zaragoza. Sending Lily Alaspa to the charity stripe. 36-32 Suhai, 2:59 to go in regulation. Alaspa to the line.
And usually she's a money player and makes the free throws in key situations.
And you jinxed her. Way to go, Ray.
Well,
at least I jinxed it.
True.
We got to get on the same track here. Now Hart comes back in. Leaving is Zaragoza. And CeCe leaves as well. Alaspa. Second free throw. She drains it. 37-32. Lead is five for Suhai. Under three to go. In regulation. Hallie Marshall with the ball. Kicks it back out midcourt. Schultz from way downtown. Off the rim. No good. Bounces out. Haller has it. Tried to get it to Erickson. And they call the travel on Jordan Haller and Suhai.
That's terrible. She didn't move. No. If anything, there should be a foul on St. Ignace.
That was not a good call.
Yeah.
By Jeff Clark.
And this is what happens in St. Ignace. Doug gets on the officials all game long.
There's nobody better at it. Him and Dave Duncan, I think, get a tie.
Yes.
Now this is going to be Marshall. Marshall with a ball. Whistle. Foul on Knowles. And 37-32 the score. Suhai with the five-point lead. 2:37 to go here in the fourth. And it will send St. Ignace to the line. Saints in the double bonus. Suhai in the bonus. Hallie Marshall now to try to cut into this five-point lead. First free throw is good.
And if you're Sue, you don't want to foul and give them any easy points. Make them work.
Marshall at the line. Second free throw coming up. And that one And she drains that as well. Lead is three, 37-34 Sioux High. 2.5 to go in the ball game. Knowles. Knowles hangs on to it, the last but center court. Now this is Alaspa, guarded by Hart. Lily Alaspa, crossover dribble now in the lane. They kick it back now, back to midcourt, working the clock, 2:20 to go. Alaspa looking for a lane, kicks it back to McLean, fakes a three, swing pass right wing side, up high, Knowles, back to Alaspa. Alaspa now, having Jimenez chase her, back to center court, low crossover dribble. Alaspa, bounce pass, Erickson, underneath McLean. She'll stop off the glass and in!
Oh, what a big shot.
Gets it back to five, 39-34 Sioux High, under 2 to go here in St. Ignace in the Iggy zone. Blue Devils now on defense, Schultz underneath, gets through everybody, Sioux High has it. Erickson quickly off to Alaspa, and Pat Bennon calls, I think, a very good timeout there. Minute 43 to go here in the fourth. Big turnover for Sioux High after a critical make by McLean.
Yes, I mean, you're talking two huge plays. If that ball for Sioux High rolls out, it's a whole different ball game. And now, and you're right, great timeout by Coach Bennon. This is when my wife used to get mad at me, is when I call all these timeout lates. But that's why you save them. You want to go give your players a rest, go over what you're going to do both on offense and what you're going to do on defense. Keep it simple. Keep it focused. They've practiced this situation before. They know what to do. Now just come out, relax, and execute.
You bring Kelger in here. I think 2:20 left.
Actually,
the four fouls. Or roll with what he has.
I would roll with what he has right now because they seem to be playing well. They've gotten some good shots.
Good rhythm.
Yes.
Dave Watson, Ray Bell here in St. Ignace at the Iggy Zone. Our broadcast engineer, Nick, working our variable resistors back at the Radio Sioux Studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. And a 39-34 lead here with basketball doubleheader on Radio Sioux. The first one's a dandy. In the girls' game, we knew it would be. 39-34, Sioux High with the lead over St. Ignace, and Emily McLean in the inbounding pass. Sioux High getting the quick turnover, but they'll turn it right back over. St. Ignace gets it, and it looked like players diving all over the place for the ball. Saints bring it back with a five-point deficit. 39-34, Sioux High with the lead. Schultz puts it up, no good. Rebound, St. Ignace, CC, and a whistle underneath. Contact made it a foul. Minute 32 to go here in the fourth.
I think it's safe to say that inbounds play, the first option was look long. If it's not there, go here. But now you come in with Kelger.
Now you pull the trigger with Kelger, and she's coming in. Minute 32 to go, and Haller has three fouls, picking up her third there. And to the line is Allison CC for St. Ignace. 39-34 Blue Devils, 1:32 to left here in the fourth. And now CC at the charity stripe. She bends at the knees, and that one off the mark. And Sioux High gets Kelger back in. Haller leaves. Kelger with four fouls. She comes back in. Haller with three is out of the game. Minute 32 to go. She's out for now. She only has three fouls. So 39-34, Sioux High with a five-point lead. CC missed the first free throw. Here's the second one coming up from the St. Ignace forward. She's just a freshman.
And if you're Sioux High, you got to box out and get that ball.
And they do, and they get the rebound. Erickson. His shot no good. Erickson in the outlet to Knowles. St. Ignace is pressing. Now Haley Knowles back to Alaspa. Alaspa brings the ball up the floor, 39-34 Sioux High. Now on the sideline, they kick it back to midcourt to Knowles, minute 15 to go. Right wing side, Kelger. Kelger back to Knowles. Knowles now defended there by Schultz. Haley hangs on to the ball now, whistle, and we get a foul on that right side. Up high on the wing on St. Ignace with 1:09 left here in the fourth. And going to the line is Haley Knowles or Sioux High shooting free throws. 39-34 Blue Devils.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I'm Coach Bennett, I'm like, they're fouling. Dude, you've been calling that the other way. You got to call it both ways here.
Absolutely. Now Knowles bends at the knees. It's a 1-1. She makes the first one. Critical make.
And how fitting for Haley. How great she's played the second half. Made some big baskets, big defensive plays.
11 points all in this second half for Haley Knowles. Playing like a senior out there, and they both rattle home. Critical free throws. Gets the lead back to a 7-point edge of 41-34. That's huge.
Yes, and now if you're Sioux High, you just play good defense. Don't foul. Box out. Get that rebound. Step to the ball on offense.
Now it's a three-possession game with 1:05 to go. Now
yes.
Marshall underneath the Hart. Hart now stops, puts it up, no good. Rebound goes to Suhai Erickson. Erickson back to Alaspa, under a minute to go. Lily Alaspa hanging onto the ball, and Alaspa drives the right lane, hanging onto it, and now whistle and a foul. Haley Marshall picking up the foul.
And the good news, bad news about Lily Alaspa, she loves the ball and she's so strong in it. As a coach, when you got four white jerseys hanging, I'm like, just pass the ball, get it to the open person. But she's so tough with the ball, though.
She likes to play that, as you said, in the Escanaba game, the catch-me-if-you-can routine. She's very good at that, strong ball handler. Alaspa is. Fourth foul for Marshall. Shot no good for Alaspa. Rebound goes to Suhai. They'll hang on to it again. Erickson, she's been great on the boards. Gets the ball back to Alaspa. Alaspa now on the wing. And she's being hung on to. Finally, they call the foul. Schultz knocking her down there. And Lily will go back to the line. Getting a little chippy, Ray.
Yes. Well, and that's where, as an coach, you tell the official, hey, they're going for fouls. Yeah. So you call that first one. You don't let them clobber it.
Yeah, especially when they're, like you said, they're going to try to stop the clock. Let them stop the clock.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not hard to do, fellas. And a minute we're under a minute to go in this one here in the fourth quarter. What a second half by Suhai, 41-34. They look like a team that is hungry and waiting to make that big playoff. They look like a playoff team that could go a long ways. This game here tonight, this, Ray, you know, if they get to 8-0, and right now it's looking like they will, this is a statement win here. And Pat will shrug it off, and I won't even ask him that question. But I think this, if you win here tonight, you beat St. Ignace in this barn that's almost impossible to get a win, and you sweep the Saints, this is a statement win.
Especially, we've talked about several times, they've come out and dominated third quarters against very good teams, and they've made the statement. And Pat won't admit it, but he knows that this is a big win. And now he's going to have to push this team even harder in practice because there's no let-up. You got to make them even better.
I might push him and say, I think this is a statement win. Get him in an argument there. You know how him and I like to get arguments on the air. And now Alaspa, and up and in.
And this is typical Lily Alaspa. She'll miss that first free throw. She gets that next opportunity. She's going to bury it.
Lily Alaspa at the charity stripe hits the first free throw. Devils have been very good from the free throw line in the second half. 43-34, Suhai with the lead, 35 seconds to go. The fifth-ranked team in Division II looking to go to 8-0 on the season. Jimenez, left side for three off the rim. Rebound, St. Ignace, back outside. They kick it out to Jimenez. Now Hart, little crossover in the lane, loses the ball. St. Ignace holds on to it. Jimenez, 20 seconds to go. Jimenez hanging on to it. Back outside, Marshall for three, right side, no good. Rebound, McLean and the Blue Devils. 10 seconds to go. They'll run on a clock out of St. Ignace. Let's them. They won't.
No, they never do.
Nope. There's no conceding in the Straits area at girls basketball. Zaragoza with the foul. Her third. When's the last time Suhai swept St. Ignace girls basketball? It's been a while, I think.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you knew, but I didn't want to say it earlier and jinx it. So.
No. Rob Ruse probably has that information from the Sioux News. Their first free throw up and in for Alaspa. Been a long time. Over 10 years, at least.
Well, and they're both kind of convincing wins. They're
yes.
Not.
Alaspa hits both free throws. In second half domination, what's been the case all season. 5 seconds to go. Marshall brings it down. 45-34. She hits that one for St. Ignace. 45-36. The final score. Suhai sweeps the mighty St. Ignace Saints here in the Iggy Zone. It's the first sweep in over 10 years of the Blue Devils over St. Ignace girls basketball. And the fifth-ranked team in Division II keeps on rolling along as Suhai gets to 8-0 on the season. We'll take a timeout and come back with the final stats. Coach Bennon will make a trip up here as well. And Nick will take a 3-minute timeout here and come back. And Coach Bennon might be up here by that time. We'll give you the final stats and much more. Final score in this one, Suhai 45, St. Ignace 36. And the girls, the Lady Blue Devils of Suhai, are now off to an 8-0 start, number 5 in Division 2 in the state. And we'll be back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOL.
Now back to more live Blue Devil basketball action with Dave Watson on the Blue Devil Station, 1230 WSOO.
Back at our post-game show, girls basketball, Sioux High's off to an 8-0 start as they come in and beat the Saints in St. Ignace, and they sweep the Saints, I think, for the first time. It has to be over 10 years, as Pat Bennett, it isn't over 10 years,
No, we got them about 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did.
Yes.
And I forgot about that. Go back to 2016.
You never forget sweeping St. Ignace.
No, you probably know what the weather was that night as well. And 45-36, Sioux High wins it here tonight, and you know, Pat, you've said it I don't know how many times as your team is now 8-0 and they sweep the Saints. You've said all season long, find a ways to win. You don't know who it's going to be on a given night. We'll talk about who we thought it was here tonight here in a moment. But, boy, they look strong out there in that second half, Pat. I mean, the hunger in their eyes, and it just seemed like there's no way they're going to lose this game. And I felt it up here calling the game. It's like, they're not going to lose this game. And they took control, which is hard to do in this gym, fans or no fans.
It is. And, you know, the first half, I think, you know, it was 18-17, one-point game they were ahead. And I told them at halftime, it's a war. You know, you're going to get bloodied, but who wants it more here? And it's going to come down to heart. And this team just has a ton of heart. And you could see it tonight. And like you said, you never know who it is going to be. I Haley Knowles had an outstanding second half, and her defense on Marshall throughout the game was phenomenal. And you know, I mean, unsung heroes probably. I mean, Haller on Schultz, another night of just total shot. I don't think she scored. And
no,
this
she kid, did not.
This kid's, you know, an all UP player and didn't score tonight. Our defense dominated, and we hit the glass hard. I thought for the first time in a long time, I saw St. Ignace get out rebounded.
I can't remember a time St. Ignace didn't have a 3-point shot. They did not connect on one tonight, and that's a credit to your girls and their defensive effort.
Yeah, they absolutely closed out hard on all the shooters. You know, Schultz is the dead standstill shooter. She can hit it, so we knew get up in her. But, you know, and Marshall, that's probably her one weakness, is she wants to get into the paint, so we stayed a step and a half up. And everybody else, just close out hard, get contested, and hope they don't go in. And they didn't go in tonight. And, you know, our kids hit enough shots. It wasn't absolutely pretty basketball, but it never is when we play.
No, and that's just a really good defense. Another kid that, you know, if you're not watching the game, maybe you don't notice it, but Claire Erickson tonight, defensively, on the glass, just doing all the little things right. She played a critical role. Everybody, you know, you want to look at Haley Knowles, but boy, Erickson tonight, she dominated down low, especially on the glass.
She does, and she's becoming a little bit of a shot blocker, so when they do penetrate, they got to shoot over top of her, and she's got long arms and has done a nice job really dominating inside extremely well. So, you know, it was a great team effort. You know, I mean, you sit here and you see, you know, seven kids, eight kids playing, but you got to give credit to those kids down at the other end, because every day they come into practice and they battle these kids, and I tell them every day, you're playing one of the better teams in the UP right now. So some of these kids that maybe aren't getting the minutes, learn from these kids, because next year you're going to be called upon to do things. And they've stepped up. And, you know, sometimes that goes totally unnoticed with the basketball team, is what is the end of the bench? Because you're only as good as that. And if you look, the energy, they're as excited as everybody else that got to play tonight we got the win tonight.
Nice job. Great job by your kids. This was a fun one to call and enjoy it. Thanks for coming up as always, Patrick.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, that's Pat Bennett. And to tie a bow on the girls' game, I'll get some final thoughts from Ray. And I backed out of saying what I wanted to him, because he would have given me a political song and dance. But what a statement. What a job by his kids tonight. And in that second half, this team, the second half domination, Ray. I mean, yeah, at halftime, it's like, oh, you know, the Escanaba game and this game here tonight. Well, you know, yeah, they're in it, but, you know, they're down. Now, how many times have they trailed this year, and then they come out in the second half and they completely dominate that third quarter, and it's good night, Irene?
Yeah, the third quarter has been the big quarter for Sioux High. They just step it up a notch. And like Coach Benin says, it's a different player every night kind of scoring. The one consistency they have is their defense gets better and better and better each game, and they've gotten much better at rebounding and then making the free throws the second half. So they continue to get better, good team play, some great unselfish passing plays out there.
Final totals for St. Ignace, they had 21 points at Mama Hart. She was outstanding. Only 10 from Haley Marshall this year. Sioux High's done a good job of shutting her down. You heard Pat Bennett say, Allie Schultz, one of the best players in the Upper Peninsula, 0 points. She struggled, and she put up a lot of shots, They weren't falling tonight. No threes for St. Ignace. I think that's a big stat there that they didn't hit a three because they're used to, you know, hitting a lot of them.
Oh, you're totally right, because they start making those threes. Now we got to come out harder, and then it opens things up for the St. Ignace drives.
Haley Knowles was the story for Sioux High. 12 points all in the second half. 7 from Lily Alaspa. 5 from Claire Erickson. A great defensive effort for Sioux High. 4 from Emily McLean and 3 from Mackenzie Bell in this one. That will do it for the girls' game as Sioux High wins it again in girls' basketball, 45-36. Blue Devils are 8-0 on the season. St. Ignace falls to 6-3. Blue Devils also get a stranglehold of the Straits Area Conference. They're going to win that league title now. No one can catch them. They have a three-game cushion, and the Saints fall to 6-3. Sioux High is now 8-0 on the campaign. And we will be back with the boys' game in a moment, and also looking at the girls' docket as far as for Sioux High. They'll be at Alpena on Friday. Our next radio coverage of Blue Devil girls basketball will be a week from Thursday when Sioux High will host Sheboygan. Tip-off show around 7 on 1230 WSOO.